So we saw last time about Talmud Torah and the Chiyus of Talmud Torah and so on, why it's unique. I want to add two more perspectives about why Talmud Torah is so different. So first of all, let's take a simple understanding. Whenever I do a pe'ula, whenever I do a ma'isa mitzvah, when I finish the ma'isa, I'm disconnected from it. I push a table. I walk away. There's nothing really left by me. Eating something becomes part of me, but it sort of disintegrates, disappears, becomes something else. So a person eats a piece of meat, the stomach digests it, takes out the protein, gets rid of the waste product, v'chulu. And so in some way it has become part of me, but not in any way that I can refer back to it and identify it and so on. I finish eating today. Tomorrow I'm hungry again. Learning is something where the knowledge I have and the understanding I gain is part and parcel of me today and now and every minute. So the only area of mitzvahs where a person becomes integrated with the person and becomes sort of a permanent part of a person is Talmud Torah. That's a reason why it's incredibly different. That's what he says over here. That on Talmud Torah, there's two inyanim. There's the etzem ma'isa limud, and then there is the retention of what you know, the knowledge that you have. That's one nekuda why Talmud Torah is so unique and different. A second reason why Talmud Torah is so different and unique, the Baal HaTanya speaks about this. It's a little more subtle, a little deeper, but let's try to understand it. He says the following: when a person does a ma'isa mitzvah, he is enveloped by an oyer of kedusha. Some sort of oyer of kedusha takes the person around. That's every mitzvah. When a person learns, so the etzem learning means that I am taking something around within me. When I say that I was makif the entire sugya, means I took the entire sugya and sort of I internalized it and I wrapped my hands around it, so to speak. We speak like that. In other words, I'm the one who has the knowledge. And like I said before, having the knowledge of Kadosh Baruch Hu inside means a person has certain kedusha. When I'm learning, I'm also being embraced by this Orif Kedusha, not less than any other mitzvah. So Matan describes it as embracing and being embraced by the Ribono Shel'olam simultaneously. And he writes that that's a kesha nifla unlike any other kesha. So it's an extraordinary kesha that a person, on the one hand, when I'm doing a mitzvah, I inside remain unchanged, but I become enveloped with an Orif. When I learn, the learning itself makes me wrap myself around whatever it is I know and I understand. When I'm learning Torah, the two come together. I'm being enveloped by Kedusha, and I'm enveloping it with my mind. That's what he describes it as a chibur that has no comparison. Okay, next piece. Tolus is a verse. Ve'ulam. Sibas kol matzah ve'ha'odam. Everything what's negea a person's entire situation in terms of ha'aras panim and not, hine hi ha'aras panav yisbarach elav ayis almay. So it's my matzav depends on how much Ribono Shel'olam is meir panim. As HaKadosh Baruch Hu is made upon of, a person gets more zikuch and more shlemus. And in line with the ara, that's how much shlemus there is. The hefich is a helam, and the opposite is the helam. So in other words, it's like, imagine you have a glass window, whether it's light or dark depends on if the light switch is on or off. Ve'omnam, Ha'odin baruch hu me'et tomid l'mishe eskarevilav. So, but it's not the pshat that the light switch is on or off. That's not the right description. Ve'miniyas toiv yitzir klal al mishe eskarevilav yechza rasay. V'amniyat zarekav tzarespia. It's a lot more doima to a Shabbos lamp, where whether it's shining or not is not whether the light bulb is on or not, but whether you're covering it up with a cover or not. So Be'etzim HaKadosh Baruch Hu is being Meir all the time. It is a concept of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Depending on how much we black it out, that's how much it's going to, that'll be the difference. V'hinei gaza chachmaza yoyne sha'oisa isa nyanim she'tziva dainu kal kal mizukom mishkazam na'el b'chol ma'is men she'yase yia miskar v'yodim madrega ma'am madrega s'vorosbar. So mitzvahs are of the nature that as you do them, you become closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'sagila deze madrega ma'am madrega s'vorosponik v'yakur v'shizkar v'lov. And the expression of it is how much are s'ponim. And then it becomes more sholem, which is part of that ha'ara. So let's maybe translate the word ha'ara in a little bit of a different way. How much of a ruchnistic world is visible within you, emanates from you? A person who has zero see-through. So I'm a human being, flesh and blood, and my desires, my cravings, and everything, and my wishes are all in line with that. So I'm just another animal, and I like food, and I like drink, and I like this, like that, and so on. If there are parts in me that have been polished, have been sanded down, and they're not thick and coarse, a light begins to come out. And all of a sudden, a certain pnimius that I have myself, a desire to help other people, a desire to act differently and so on, that begins to shine through. So the Ha'ara is a radiance, a sense of Ribbono Shel Olam, of a lekus coming through the person.
Yeah. He talks about, when he talks about Kiris Alakim and being Rachid from Kadosh Baruch Hu, so it's talking about whether a person is able to be
in the Kabbalah,
this
Soros Parham, yes. So, another mashal, the Rambam's mashal is always that the glass is cloudy. Another mashal is you're standing far away from the light. So at some point, it's the minister was that. Both of them are appropriate mashalim. V'satzim by Madregim Hashlema, she told us Madregis Horahi, v'hever z'averes b'chol ma'isim en she'as adon chasir sholem, in Yisrach, v'zal minis baruch Madregim Ha. And as he does the various, he moves away. So there's more helam and hester. So his the words that he's using is richuk and kirov, which produces the same as the Rambam's ichur with an ayin kaf vav reish and so on, or a clouding of the glass. So this is a point that he makes in a few places that's worth pointing out. Ra is not a bria bifnei atzmo. Ra does not come mitzar atzmoi. Ra is the toilada of non haris panim. There's only one mitzvah in the world, and that is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu can come across either yes or no. That's the only two states in the world. But if it doesn't come across, then a person is behesta, and a lot of other stuff begins to happen. Let's say Rahman al-San, a person whose circulation is impaired to his limbs, so all sorts of diseases begin to start, like gangrene and infections and everything. Those diseases really, they're not the cause. It's because the person does not have good circulation in that area. B'meila, you get every microbe that wants lunch finds his foot, but it's something that starts with a lack. So if I have to be magda, what's wrong with this person? The infection, that's what's wrong with the person. It's that there is no chius. And meila, once there's no chius, then every, so here also, there's no such thing as kochos hara be'etzim. Kochas hara are what take over when there is no sense of Rebbeinu Shlomo. That's a point he makes in many places, and this is one of them. Yud Aleph. Nimtza, lefi ma sheikdamnu, shakavona be'emes chol ha-mitzvah tiyah p'niyah lev yisborach, leskar le'ibar p'ana. So the real kavon in all mitzvahs is to become close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, v'ameniyah min averes, le'molot v'nesrachik menu, zetach samitish behen. Achenyonim b'frat, yeshem oimek gadol. Then, so, yes, I can make a sweeping statement about all sorts of avodah ruchnias and tachlis and so on, and that is to become close and to be liskar for le'ibar p'ana, or not, and the tachlis is to the Hakadosh Baruch Hu's horish be mayor. Achen yonim befrat ishim oimek gadol. But each nekuda is a very specific nekuda. Let's take a little bit of a different example to understand it. Imagine somebody does a very complicated wiring. So a one-liner is the tachlis of the wiring is to have electricity flow from point A to point B. That's the tachlis. But it goes in many different ways, and there are many different malfunctions along the way. This is the major power supply, this is a side one, this is a line that's contingent on another line. In other words, the particular milas and astronomers and all of our mitzvah, all of various, are different. So each mitzvah is a very, has a different hagdara as to what makes it effective or ineffective. But they all have, it's not the pshat that they all add up just to doing good things. They all have one thing in common, and that is to increase the ha'ar of Elikos. And in his lashon, to come closer to Kadosh Baruch Hu versus further. So all these is in yonim, all that Kadosh Baruch Hu gives, all these mitzvahs, each one specific. And he says, they're not just 613 mitzvahs. Is not just the Pshat HaKadosh Baruch Hu decided on 630 mitzvahs, because he liked Taryag as a gematria. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us a Torah to fit our needs. In other words, kefi our Avarim and Gidim and whatever it is that composes. That's how HaKadosh Baruch Hu shaped the world of Torah mitzvahs. When he dabbled b'ksasim v'chaluk v'fnei atzmoi v'ezer kesbach, and then at the end he goes through some of the mitzvahs and sketches out very briefly what exactly the point of the mitzvah is and so on. Okay, we'll hold it here. It's Sunday, I'm not going to have a vat, so just remind me to make more sheets. I assume it's the end of Perek Aleph.